Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers 268, he said?
We don't know.
268, Life. I was a little worried about this film before we get too much into it, just because having seen Battleship,
sure.
I'm like, do we really need a movie based on a serial?
Oh, I was like, the board game?
Or that.
B-O-R.
Yeah, that was an interesting connection you made there. Like, you went with B-O-R-E-D. The and there's actually a board game called Life, and you just talked about a board game.
You talked about Battleship, and then you were like, oh, the cereal?
Like, I like to mix it up. Keep you on your toes.
You really drove that point home, Tom.
I did.
The board game where you can sell off your entire family just to win the game. How many kids do I have? Four kids? Sell them all.
All I remember is in the commercial for the game Life. There's a scene where
Mikey said he likes it.
He'll eat anything.
The kid would go, decisions. Oh, pay me. I don't know why that's always stuck in my head.
Was that one of the original, like, Milton Bradley? Like, didn't they have, like, an original six?
I don't know.
Well, it's old as crap. It's got to
be. Yeah, I feel like it was, like, you know, Operation and.
It's before our time, Joe. That's all you. Life came out a long time ago.
Oh yeah. Okay. That game's so old that in the original versions, women weren't allowed to play.
they had to sit
back. You're thinking of Payday.
You can't have a career.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Just aimlessly rolling around the board.
They
go one way.
They could only
go to the kitchen or shopping.
They just had a little tiny figure that sat in the passenger seat of the man's car.
Right. Just waited for him to get in the car.
Yes.
You could either have a career or a baby. Oh, wait, you're a woman? Never mind.
Yeah.
No, it's just her. She's just in the middle of the board taking care of a baby while everyone else plays. But she still has a little figurine.
The man's board, like, goes all the way around. Hers is just a circle.
Yeah. Like, you think that's depressing? You should find the black version of Life from back then.
I don't think this joke should go any farther right now.
It was not fun for the whole family. Let's just leave it at that.
I would bet not.
Not at all.
Why don't we have any women or African-American listeners, guys?
I'm not saying I was for it. I was just saying
it was a thing.
That's how antiquated of a notion the game was.
Tom's just saying he may or may not have spent his Saturday and Sunday afternoons playing that game, like, over and over.
Now board games.
Board games.
B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah. I was never a board game guy.
Same thing. Even today when kids are like, Dad, let's play Candyland. No.
The Candyland now sucks. Like, at least the old Candyland was a little bit, there had something to it, but
it's
now
probably
it's
probably all politically correct now, too. You know, they probably took away, that transgender lollipop character, like, you know.
What? Like, so does that mean it would become less of a lollipop or more of a lollipop?
That's the question.
Use your imagination. That's not the stick, though.
Or maybe it is the stick.
Yeah.
Or not the stick.
That would explain the filling.
That's right. Oh, a lollipop with a filling? Ugh. That sounds awful.
Well, like the ones with gum on the inside.
Oh, that's all right, then. Yeah. Or how many licks is... Never mind. That's not a thing I should
Every
say.
Every filling does not have to be a cream filling, Joe.
Still.
Yeah. Well, he dared to dream.
Yeah, I can always hope, can't I?
It is if you're doing it right.
Right. So it's like, keep open. That thing away from me.
Oh, no.
I already had two of your kids. You keep that away. I know what this leads to.
Twice. I've only had sex twice in my life, and I got kids both times.
He's like, how about you try it like a lotion?
Yeah. It's good for your skin.
Yeah.
Oh. So on that note, introduce ourselves.
I think it's pretty obvious. This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. I also think it's pretty obvious. Dan's not here.
Blake?
No. Oh,
okay.
He would have shut that down a long time ago. True. You wouldn't have heard anything just over the sound of his groans.
Man, this is my first podcast in my 30s.
Yeah, welcome to the club. I've been doing it in my 30s the entire time.
I don't think I've ever done one in my 30s.
Tom was an intern on the point in his 30s.
The Real Spoilers crew, with the exception of Tom, we all do have birthdays within a week. Yeah. I think it's I'm first, and then Dan, and then Blake, and then you.
Yeah. It's just weird that four of the five original Beatles here, you know.
Blake is the Stuart Sutcliffe.
Yeah. But
try not to relegate him to Pete Best.
Yeah, I was people. Yeah.
Or is that better or worse? I picked the dead one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Blake is still alive, if anybody's asking.
Yes, he is not.
I saw him last night at the party. He brought me some very nice beers.
I'm sure he did.
Thank you, Blake. That's also why I'm like half alive right now.
So, shameless plugs. Don't forget that we're available on iTunes. You can go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. We greatly appreciate it.
We know. Why do you keep telling us?
No,
the thing is, like, you've said 200 and something times, and like, I finally gotten the balls to be like, Tom, we know.
Well, it's the other people.
Yeah,
hopefully
we get it.
Hopefully, we're occasionally picking up new listeners.
Well, I just saved these on the hard drive. What other people?
So, Joe,
yeah,
what would you say, man, if I told you we had an iTunes review? Where would you stand on that?
I feel like we do.
Okay.
I put money on that.
Yeah.
I have no money, but that's all my money's on that, of this soda.
Well, it's your lucky day.
Mine's bigger than yours.
We have a new iTunes.
Hey!
Heard that before.
Yeah. This is from Wes the Soy Kid.
Okay.
I guess I'm saying that right.
Okay.
It's all one word with no capitalized letters. So all
right.
It's kind of like... so anyway, he says, so I posted a review a few weeks ago that never went through, but it had some profanities in it.
That's the issue.
I guess iTunes would have preferred chicken box. Anyway, great podcast. I love the movies, and especially if you have a sense of humor. That's a big if.
Yeah.
Give the podcast a listen. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for not doing a Rock Dog episode.
There it is. I wonder who that was.
So thank you.
Yeah, that's very cool. I also had a really awesome interaction on Twitter with one of our listeners. I need to look up his or her name, because I'm pretty sure it's Lindsay, and that can go either way.
And it's a jump ball.
Yeah. But he or she like gave me a rundown of the original idea, like some of the ideas from the original script for Passengers.
Right.
And apparently in that script, they act like the glitch happens, but all of the passengers get knocked out, like, of the ship. So they all die. And there's some explanation to why there are kids on the ship, and I was like, they're inbred. And he was just like, he or she was just like, they don't really get into it. I was like, but they're the only ones on the ship,
right? That's,
there's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
And she or she was just like, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I have no idea. But it was just, I always like seeing like the
evolution
of an idea.
Yeah.
And I was just like, do they like, so does that mean he wakes up, what's her name, on accident? And he was like, no, still on purpose. And I was like, well, all right.
Doesn't really change the problem with the movie.
Yeah, I was just and he or she just kind of said,
or both.
I don't judge.
Yeah.
You know, big fan. He or she had been listening forever.
Yeah.
And you know, I was like, that's awesome. Why, you know, like, if you feel like reaching out and you know something about a movie that we didn't talk about, shoot us a message on Twitter or a mention, very easy to do. Depending on the, you know, if you're like Tom and you try to quiz him on Abbott and Costello, that's just silly.
That might be problematic.
Don't
for you.
Do that. Yeah. But yeah, reach out to us on Twitter too. Like, we'll absolutely, you know, talk back to you.
So, Joe,
yeah,
what would you say if I told you we had a second interview, a second iTunes review? Would you like to double down? You feel brave?
Do you want to
do you want to stick with what you have, or do you want to go with what's behind curtain number
See,
two?
Man, this is the problem.
You know you're going to get a goat. That's the thing. Like, you never choose the curtain because like,
I'm gonna get the greatest of all time.
Yeah, no,
a legit goat.
90% of the time, it's a goat tied to a post. Like, I feel so bad that people give away some, you know, a new lawnmower.
How do they keep the How do they keep the goat so quiet?
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I never
hear them. They muzzle that goat until there's a great Cheech and Chong skit called "Let's Make a Dope Deal" that is absolutely hilarious. Where it's a guy, you know, the dude's high as a kite, and he's like, "Okay, so whatever you've got now, if you can guess, answer these three questions, and you pick a door." But he's like, "Behind one of these doors is like the greatest marijuana in the world." He's like, "Behind the other two doors are narcs," and the guy's like, "Are what?" And he was like, "Narcs." He's like, "I'm out. Like, I'm not going to risk it." I'm going to say we've got one.
You are correct.
Hey, 2 for 2.
Tom's not clever enough to just make up that situation.
No, I think he is clever.
Just to trick you. Like, he's never done that before. Like,
I've done it before.
Yeah, he's got it. No, but like, what would you say if we had a third one? Like, just keep going.
At that point, I'd be like, no, I think we got one.
So, this was titled Power Rangers or Bust from Scoop Dave.
Yeah, I bet you I know who this one is. This is the...
It says, "I love this podcast. They provide clever and detailed recaps of the movie of the week. If you want to be exposed to a wide array of films, they are funny and insightful. The great part about them is the worse the movie, the better the podcast. It's the perfect way to cope with your cinematic disappointment." So, thank you. Nice. Joe?
Oh, no. What? No. No, we don't have a third one.
What would you say if I told you we had a
third? No, we don't have a third one.
Interview?
Do we really?
No, we don't.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
You clever dog.
Yeah, you got me.
I got
you. You rock dog.
I think,
you rock dog.
There's no need for name.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, there's only so much coverage a chicken noise can do. Like, I don't have unlimited. You know, these things are on like
Right. Yeah.
You know how many chickens that could cost us?
Yeah, you do know I buy a new chicken for the noise every time. And then,
I did not know
and
that.
And then we have chicken for dinner.
I had no idea.
Also, don't forget, you can join the League of Show Sharers. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/RealSpoilers, and you can share the show. People that were kind enough to share the show this week, Librarian Cynthia, Lane LeVanway, Travis Tewitt, Timmy Two Zunes, Julianne Jordan, who shared it twice.
I saw that.
She wants... So I'll say... So, thanks.
And thanks.
Yeah.
So nice. You shared it twice.
Tom Comiskey, Chris Sanders, Tammy Sherman Powers, and Griffin Fox Smith. So thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah. It helps out so much.
So I believe that's it for all of our shameless plugs. We will now cast our gaze, G-A-Z-E.
Fair enough.
On Joe,
everyone on the podcast.
Tell us about life. That's a scary thing to say to Joe.
All eyes on Joe.
Explain,
buddy.
Explain life to us.
And where did it all go wrong?
So many places. So many places. This is Sony's attempt. So Dan has mentioned previously that there has been an increase in the space movie recently. So, you know, we had Gravity. We had the Prometheus. There was a few other ones too. There's been more.
What an increase.
Well, I mean, there have
at least 200%.
Yeah, Star Wars. But I mean, we've got coming out.
No,
got,
there was what, so there was Gravity, and then there was another one. What was the other one?
I feel like we probably did it. Like, that's the problem. Is I was like, I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
But there was
Passengers.
Passengers. Right. Yeah, Passengers for sure.
I just feel like there was another one very similar to Gravity, but it was being like a very... Didn't they come out around the same time? Man, I'm totally blanking. Yeah. I thought there were two that were like, you know, we're hopelessly lost in space and there's something wrong going on.
Prometheus.
Yeah. And then we've got an alien movie coming out this summer. We've got... Apollo 13.
No, I don't think that's part of the recent increase.
But so this is, you know, this is Sony's attempt at making an alien movie. So it stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds.
Which is weird to have both of them in the same movie. Like,
what do you mean?
Okay, whenever.
Well, spoilers. One of them got in it for long. Well,
I know you're like, oh, how'd they get Ryan Reynolds for this?
Right.
Oh, because they needed him for 4 days.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like, when I think of Ryan Reynolds or Jake Gyllenhaal movies, they're usually the leading man in their movie. Like, they usually don't do, like, ensemble pieces. They just, it's always Jake Gyllenhaal on the cover or Ryan Reynolds. You know, it's just interesting that I had Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds
and
as
what
a part
the,
of the team.
Is it Rebecca Ferguson, who was in Mission Impossible? She was really good. Like, I like her. She was great in Mission Impossible. So they are all up on this, the International Space Station, and there is a Mars rover that is coming to hook up with the space station because they met on Tinder. And he swiped right. It was good to go.
And it hits a satellite or something and gets knocked off course. What did it do?
I think it was a rover that was, I thought they were picking it up.
Yeah, I thought it hit, like, in the very beginning when it started. I thought it, like, hit a satellite. It was, like, approaching and hit a satellite.
Either way, it crashes. Ryan Reynolds has to go out onto the...
According to the Wikipedia, it says that they perform a successful capture of a space probe returning from Mars with a soil sample.
Okay, all right.
But in the beginning, it's not successful because it hits a satellite or something, right? The first thing that happens in the movie, it goes from black to you see light, and then it crashes. It's like, and then the movie starts. Like,
oh, I don't.
It's off course.
Ryan Reynolds. Either way, Ryan Reynolds has to go out
and do some spacey stuff.
Yeah, and manually like catch this
because like space is all unspacey, and he's got to go out and do some spacey stuff.
Exactly.
To show how much
spacey stuff he can do.
How much he excels.
Yes.
At space stuff.
Correct.
I can't imagine someone actually operating a claw and trying to like catch something. Like,
I can't even get the goddamn thing out of the machine, let alone in space.
That just seems like such a. How did they get it in like the right position to facing the arm and then to have it go right to where the arm
take it out to dinner.
they always do this kind of thing, but they always do like there's so much they throw so many mathematical terms that you're just like
a needle in a haystack.
I guess
though,
that works.
They're in space like to catch that thing.
What are the odds it would even come near
that's
them?
True.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if you know this. I don't want to overwhelm you with my superior scientific
intellect. No, please do.
Go ahead.
But space is infinite.
Is it the final frontier?
Not anymore.
That's true. It was for the crew of the ship.
That's true. That was game over for the crew of that ship. Spoilers again.
You know, going into this, you know, I'm like, and as the movie kicked up, I'm like, wow, life is a very fitting title for this movie.
Yeah,
like,
I guess we should
I think it's like wink, wink, life. Yeah. You know,
we
a
should also say
there.
That there was a...
I was really disappointed with the very small amount of chocolates in this movie.
Were you?
Yeah.
Interesting. Why is that?
I was always told that it would be like a box of chocolate.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You were just waiting.
Like, and here's surprise.
Just like these astronauts.
Like, you never know what you're going to get, and guess what you're not getting? Chocolate. Boy, they
no
were
chocolate.
Right. In retrospect, they could not have been more accurate.
Ta-da! Yeah.
I was waiting so long in this movie for the Russell Stover's cameo. Like, I just thought the box would just like grow legs and like pop
There's
around the ship.
One of the astronauts' names is Russell Stover's.
Yeah.
Those are the fancy ones, because those come with a map.
They do.
Like, I hate the box of chocolates that don't come with a map.
Oh, that's just like a toothpaste.
That's like Russian roulette.
It is. You don't know what you're going to get.
No, you don't want to do that.
No. So
you get
was
the orange one.
Oh, I like the orange one.
If I have candy, I don't want a feeling that's orange.
Oh,
like,
no,
I just
like that orange cream with the chocolate? That's good stuff.
What is that?
Orange cream with chocolate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess,
orange toothpaste.
I'm like, orange cream, it's like, did somebody jerk off a grapefruit?
Why would they jerk off a grapefruit? They jerk off an orange.
It'd be purple.
Well, yeah,
pink.
But the joke wouldn't work. It would, like, because I'm using orange as a color and as a fruit.
Oh, I see.
So, like,
okay.
It would be like, it just wouldn't sound right.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Knock,
yeah,
knock.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I didn't say orange?
No. Orange, you glad this joke's almost over?
I'm not. No.
Is it?
Is it? We've got an hour, buddy.
Oh, yeah. We just started. Oh, we just talked about the intro.
Yeah.
Crap.
There was. I will say there was an undercurrent of internet rumors that this was...
No, internet fan theories.
Yeah, fan theories.
There was never a rumor of anyone thinking.
No. That's what I meant, a fan theory.
Okay.
Is that this was... So Sony still is going to do a solo Venom movie. Like they
don't have the rights to Solo.
I'm sure they do.
The Red Cup?
Part of the deal. Oh, I was talking about the comic book character. And when you watch the movie, you're like, they could... Like, if they had the balls, they could do it, maybe. But yeah,
what I think they should do, just to make sure that the box office is boosted a little bit, have it be a Venom / Fantastic Four crossover movie with that last cast. That would be
one of them. Well,
directed by Josh Trank.
Oh man,
is he like working at the local Chili's now?
I feel like we're gonna see him in like 3 years, and he's gonna have
doing
like
the Shyamalan thing.
We'll like have like a ZZ Top beard. He's gonna put on like 50 pounds. And then just like, who are you?
Has anyone heard from him since the press of that movie?
No.
Because
like I said, he was going to do three episodes of Fat Man on Batman. And then they were going to do, like, right after the release of Fantastic Four, they had it set up to where they were going to do a fourth one. And
they should.
Kevin Smith was like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
You know what, though? Seriously, in like a year when it doesn't matter anymore and he can get the Sunday off from Walmart or wherever he works now, have him come back when it just doesn't matter and tell that fourth story.
I don't know.
I mean,
why?
Because it'd be interesting to know.
Excuse me, Mr. DeWillikers, I need off on Sunday. Look, Josh, you haven't earned that day off yet.
Josh, the linens department isn't going to fold itself, okay?
Have you been to his Twitter page lately?
No. Is there activity?
I would have no way of knowing.
Oh.
Only confirmed followers have access to at Joshua Trank.
Wow, he
tweets.
Even went.
This
he
account,
his whole Twitter account
are protected.
Wow.
Yeah,
they didn't used to be like that. And I think when the crap hit the fan, I guess
I can't blame him though. Like, why would you want to open your Twitter feed to just?
And he must have deleted all of his, because according to this, he has 11,000 followers. He has 600. He's following 670 people, and he has two. Count them, two tweets.
He deleted all those.
Had to delete all that stuff. Go to the Google cache, and that's where you will find
cache.
Yeah, so they're on this
the Google Cafe cache.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Cache Cafe.
They're on the internet. They catch the thing, and they're
okay. So we've got our international quota going on.
Got two guys from America, a gal from Britain, a gal from Russia, and the guy from Japan.
Okay. The guy's from Britain.
Wheelchair
McGee's from Britain.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's definitely British.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Like, not Idris Elba. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly.
I think of that, too.
They're like, so we've got, we could do, like, I felt like this was, they were trying to do, like, like those old disaster movies where it's just like, oh, we've got Paul Newman and we've got Charlton Heston and we've got, you know, whoever else. We're just going to kill them all.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never know who's safe. And this was this, like, they were like, can we get Idris Elba? They're like, no.
Oh, it had to be, like, if that's the type they were casting, like,
they got
that guy looks just like Idris Elba.
He sounds like him, too,
because he's British. He's for his legs.
But he's a black British guy, and he, like, has the same haircut, and he talks the same way. It's like, man, I kept thinking, I'm like, is that Idris Elba? Like, I couldn't.
I was going to make a joke, but I'll leave it alone.
I was going to make a joke, because I was going to, I went to look up his name, and I was going to, like, which one was he? I think he might have been Hiroyuki Sanada. But then I looked at his name, and it's Arion Bakare.
Oh.
Which is like, well, that could just as it be. That ruins the joke. Thanks a lot, you asshole.
Bakare 151.
Yeah.
But I just thought, I just can't imagine black parents naming their kid anything that could sound like Arion.
We've made a mistake.
Yes, we made a grave mistake. Of course, when your last name already sounds like Bukkake,
yeah.
Although he was born in 71, that wasn't really a known thing.
I guess that's probably
in 71.
Yeah.
Well, ask Hiroyama Yako, whatever. Yeah. He probably knew about it.
That's I think Behind the Green Door hadn't come out yet.
No, I think that's like 73.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Is that the guy from Star Wars?
What guy from Star?
Who is the Japanese guy?
I don't know.
Is he
an actor?
Right, is he the, but he's been in something recently. Is he the one in Rogue One? Is he the...
No, that dude was older and way heavier set.
What has that guy been in, though? Cause
First off, Behind the Green Door came out in 72,
oh.
Which is kind of frightening how close I got on that just off the top of my head.
No, it's not. We knew.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was 2 when that porn came out.
Explained so much.
You were 5 when you bought the VHS.
I didn't have VHS when I was 5.
It was beta, sorry.
I didn't even have color TV when he was 5, Joe. Come on.
I had to
listen to it on the radio.
Yeah.
Tom
watched his porns on the radio. He just had to imagine.
Well, is it any different than phone sex?
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
Or sexting?
No, you get a picture.
I guess
you
could send a picture, yeah.
Who knows?
It just says he is currently a guest star as
Come on.
Tikhaya? So I apologize if I'm slaughtering this. In the apocalyptic drama, The Last Ship.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe it's what this movie was originally called.
Maybe.
No, it's a TV show.
Oh, all right. It's a, yeah, so they catch the satellite, and they're...
Oh, that's why we haven't heard of it. It's on TNT.
Nobody watches.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, good. Reruns of Law and Order and Supernatural, yeah, with the occasional Lois and Clark thrown in there. Yeah, so they catch the... And they're studying the soil samples, and while they're studying, they realize they have found a tiny microbe of life. In this soil sample.
Oh, so
they realize.
So my question, so are all the countries up there independently, but they're just working together on this?
They said it's an international space station.
Right. Yeah, so they're all working together.
But I mean, like, but they're all kind of interested in this project that the British guy is doing, and so they seem like a, they seem to operate like a team, but
are they all a team.
But are they all just independent from their different countries, and then they...
I think they're the greatest minds of their...
Yeah,
countries,
and they swap them out because you can tell that there had been other people.
And Jake
there,
and they say that Jake Gyllenhaal had been up there for like 9 months,
yeah, 465 days,
some crazy amount of time. Yeah.
So they're all working together on a project up there. But
right when they realize that they have found life, Ryan Reynolds makes the joke. He's like, "Oh boy, there's going to be a custody battle over this."
And that's because all the different countries want. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Okay,
so things are going pretty swimmingly. And if you know anything about alien movies, they usually do in the first 15 minutes.
Sure,
I had no idea this was a horror movie. I never watched the trailer. I thought it was going to be a space disaster.
I'd call it a horror movie.
I think
movie.
This is a horror movie.
They're trapped in a ship with a monster.
Killing I guess that's true. That's
but like,
true.
So I thought it was just going to be a space disaster type movie. Again, I had no idea what this is about. I try not to watch trailers.
So the first trailer is hit, like they kind of give you the gist of the story, and then they show not Idris Elba get stuck with on his finger. And that's how it ends like that. So you're just I was thinking either it's going to be like The Thing where it takes over.
I thought
body.
It was going to take over people and they were going to be killing.
That's
like,
not the case.
Because I'm like, how are they going to do a whole movie with
Well, and that ship's too small.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean?
Well, if it takes over your body and like people don't know you're an alien, like that ship's too small for you to go get taken over without people seeing you.
Unless unless like The Thing where you act normal.
No, what I'm saying is they would see it occur.
They would see the incident
in which you got taken over happen in front of them.
Because there's cameras everywhere.
And the ship is so tiny.
Sure. You know, that makes more sense.
It's not like, you know, like in The Thing, it's a much larger ship. It's more like almost being on an ocean liner in space or something.
Right.
Where this is
there's different compartments all over that thing.
Yeah, where this is like a little tiny thing that's really only got like, what, three sections, four
pretty
sections?
Much, yeah.
Man, when that creature, when the little life form, it looked like... I don't know, Flubber or some whatever this little thing was.
It looks like Starro. There's a deep cut for comic book fans out there.
Because it's just like this ever moving, changing shape, just blob.
It looks like a jellyfish.
Yeah, a little thing. Yeah. And so at first he's like, the British guy has his hands in the gloves and the
We should say at this point, like something, there's an accident. And because this thing is growing quickly, and because of this accident it goes dormant, like it's still alive, but it doesn't move. So they go in there and try to like
they have different atmospheres though first, like because they said that this thing they think breathes air and everything, but in a different environment than we do.
Yeah.
So they decrease the oxygen and then up the carbon.
Well, that's how they get it to move the first time.
There's
an accident, like the British doctor,
he's like just playing.
Well, he's getting a little bit too invested, and it's a big deal on Earth. Like they name it, and guy
starts like a contest where kids name it,
right? And they name it Calvin, and then like he starts.
And you know, if you
Calvin.
Had a contest with a name, it would be named like Space Life Alien McGee.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't be
Spacey McSpace.
Yeah, I'd be like Blue Balls McGiblets or something. Yeah. I don't know.
No, not Leanne's pet name for you.
That's true. That's a real life thing. So he starts to develop an attachment for it. So he starts calling it Calvin, like, as you know, and everybody in the ship's like, look, man, like this isn't a thing. Like, don't do that. So an accident, he doesn't secure the lab the right way. And there's an accident inside the lab. So the little microorganism goes dormant. So they go in with like little.
Like a cattle prod.
Like a cattle
tiny
prod.
Little thing with
and they shock it and it doesn't do anything. So they up it a little bit and they shock it again. And it takes it wakes back up and it takes that as it goes on the defensive.
Yeah, the thing was pretty nice. Like
it reacts.
They were playing around, like the thing was growing and changing shapes. And
right.
they were playing real nice. And yeah, the doctor started to like treat it like a friend. You know?
Yeah, right. And but then so he shocks it, and then he takes that as an act of aggression. And then it immediately wakes back up. And then so the doctor kind of goes back in. And this is the scene you kind of get in the trailers where it wraps. It destroys his hand, basically. Like, it wraps around his hand and just crushes his hand.
I thought it was gonna, it was,
I thought it was gonna tear
it
off.
Well, it was such a head fake at first, though, because when it's first growing and it's changing shape, and it opens up almost like a shape that looks like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like chop his finger off or pinch him, you know?
Right.
And they don't go that route because it's only until later that he starts being destructive. But I'm like, man, because he was like, oh, look, and he held his finger out.
Dude, was that Close Encounters? I mean, besides E.T., but like, did Close Encounters, did they do a finger touch in that? Or did you ever see the aliens in Close Encounters?
No, you don't. Well, it depends on which version you're watching.
But yeah.
I think the original theatrical version, they just went in the ship and you didn't
see
anything.
Okay.
And then there was the extended cut or the special edition.
I don't think I ever saw that.
And you probably did. That's one where you do see the aliens and they're right. Long and spindly.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
You know,
all right.
And so they really didn't have that moment of alien interaction.
It's kind of like, what was the day the earth stood still, where like you only see their feet, isn't that right? Like,
no, you see the whole thing eventually.
What's the one where you only see like they die?
Well, yeah, you're thinking of Muppet Babies.
Nanny.
That's where you just only see their feet. Tom and Jerry.
That's also Which, you know, they don't show those anymore because they're super racist.
Yeah.
But like, what was the one that Keanu Reeves?
Pretty soon they won't
of?
Show the Bugs Bunny where he dresses up like a girl.
I know, that's ridiculous. It's so funny. Yeah. Was it? What was the Keanu Reeves remake?
That he where did a remake of The Day the Earth.
But wasn't there one where the doors open?
There might have been a period in the film where
but they die. Like they're not used to our atmosphere, so they get sick.
No, because
wasn't War of the Worlds?
I didn't see War of the Worlds.
Remake with Tom Cruise?
No, the old one. Hey, it doesn't matter. Yeah, so he's attacked and he passes like he gets out and the thing lets go and he passes out. So he's stuck like in this room, and
it's
this thing,
gnarly, man.
He destroys his finger backwards.
Like, it's pretty cringe.
He broke his finger like he owed his mob boss money.
Yeah,
really. So Ryan Reynolds immediately is like, "Get me in there! Like, we got to get him out. We got to get him out."
Him and Jake Gyllenhaal are yelling, and the captain, you know, the person that's in
Rebecca
charge
Ferguson
of
that is like,
"I thought it was the Russian lady."
No, I thought, Rebecca Ferguson's in charge of quarantine, so she's like, "You can't go in there because."
They kept asking the captain to like break protocol or like give us permission to get in there because, you know, this guy's dying in there. But I mean, they're rightfully so. They're like, yeah, if you get in there and that thing's causing trouble and gets out, like
we got problems.
Yeah.
So the little alien is now bouncing around this little. He can't get out.
It reminds me of Flubber. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yeah,
like,
of course. Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it just, because of its shape and the way it moves around and stuff, like, it's like Flubber.
Flubber in space. Yeah. It's Mystery Science Theater written all over it.
Yeah.
So, finally, Ryan Reynolds breaks protocol, and he goes in, and he grabs the scientist, and he pulls him out. But as he's pulling him out, the little alien latches onto his leg. So, they close it. And this is, like, there's a scene in the trailer where they make it look like the crew is turning on itself, and they never do. Like, they're all kind of in it together. So this is that scene where, like, you get Jake Gyllenhaal on one side of the glass and Ryan Reynolds on the other, and they have this look, and then Ryan Reynolds kind of says, no, I get it. Like, that's the right call. Like,
Ryan Reynolds is very good with his facial expressions. Like, he, you know, is like, oh, God! Expression.
You know, well, it's interesting. I read an interview with the director of the film.
I read the same thing.
And he said that, like, he was like, it was like working with a different actor. This is the same guy that directed Safe House. And he was,
which, like, I love that movie. Yeah, that's a good movie.
And he was like,
watch that.
And he was like, he's really upped his game as an actor. Like, he's, you know, like, they were, he was just like, he's, you know, he never had any complaints. I mean, he made Safe House with the movie. He thought he sucked. He wouldn't have invited him to be in this movie.
Sure,
but,
but
he was just like,
he's grown his natural eyes.
His tools.
Well, I mean, when he started, he was just a straight up comedian.
He was Van Wilder.
Yeah, he was Van Wilder. Yeah, and he was always Van Wilder. He was never anything else. I don't think it was probably until
Buried.
No, like Smoke and Aces.
Oh.
Like, Smoke and Aces is kind of where that action hero, he's, you know, we talked about the gal from Mission Impossible.
Rebecca Ferguson?
No.
Oh, from Tom Cruise.
No, sorry, not Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher.
Okay.
Colby Smulders. Could be like every woman action star.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ryan Reynolds has that ability.
Yeah.
I think Ryan Reynolds has that
If they ever reboot Fletch, he's your guy.
Absolutely. I mean, Zach Braff at one point, we've got into this before.
Yeah, I think he had about a 4-minute window where I would have voted for that.
I liked, what's his name? Brody.
Jason Lee.
Yeah. Like, he could have been, at a moment, but Ryan Reynolds could have, there you go. Like, you don't need to go any further.
Ryan Reynolds is Fletch.
He has that swarmy attitude that Chevy Chase, that swarmy,
but
with
you,
a heart
you still
kind of
like him.
Yeah.
Before you stopped liking him.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the thing with Ryan Reynolds is he is very likable. Like, no matter, okay, he's a dick
his
in
Twitter
so many
account
movies.
Is hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, he is great. Yeah. Especially responding to people. Yeah. Yeah. Like, Ryan, put it in my ass. Like, literally, people are asking these crazy questions. And he's like, sorry, I've got to take care of my meemaw. She's in the retirement home. Like, he responds,
she's on her deathbed.
Yeah, he responds, and they're always like, "Sorry, I'm in church singing hymns." Like, but the guy, the funny thing is, in so many movies, he's such a, but he's so likable that he can pull that off.
Yeah.
It's not forced at all. Like,
no,
it's him, and then you like him no matter what he says.
But he made that turn. So, Smoke and Aces is a fantastic,
love that
awesome
movie.
Little flick.
And that's Joe Carnahan, right?
It is. Yeah. And it's got a crazy cast. Like, it's Ray Liotta and Ben Affleck and Chris Pine.
Yeah, it's great.
And
such
then
a fun movie.
Safe House, which is, I mean, when you're acting against Denzel Washington, and he's doing the Denzel Washington thing at that point, like, you know.
Do you guarantee it?
I just watched that movie. I don't remember him saying that.
No.
Not
way.
Saying that he didn't say it. I just don't remember him saying it.
Wait, who's in the movie?
Denzel Washington.
Did he have lines?
Yes.
Okay, that's solved.
But yeah, I think he has that ability to, and he's like, the dude's gonna, the director of both Safe House and Life has said he could win an Oscar at some point.
Yeah.
If he gets the right role. And granted, we've seen him in other stuff where it's like The Woman in Gold. And I think that's him.
And Buried.
Buried. I mean, and Buried is just
him. That's a one man in the show.
It's all him.
You know?
And that is an intense movie.
Yeah. He's got the acting chops for sure, which is cool because, I mean, he started off with that Van Wilder thing.
No, he started off with Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Well,
that was a good little show.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, as far as movies go, you know, he had Van Wilder and he gets
Just Friends.
And then Waiting. And, you know, he had all these roles like that. But he's got the chops. It's one of those people. I mean, I think it's kind of like Channing Tatum. How, like, Channing Tatum has the acting chops, but he gets, you know, he got typecast in these Step Up. He got typecast in that type of role, but you forget the guy can act, you know?
Can he?
Channing Tatum? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I just never. Their Saints and
Magic,
I
forgot
Mike
he's in that.
And,
he
can definitely act.
I feel like Magic Mike wasn't much of a stretch for him.
Oh, but
like he was just doing his life.
He could have just been a stripper in that movie. Like, dude, he acts in that movie.
Oh, I see.
They could have. There's an easy way and a hard way to make Magic Mike.
Yeah.
The hard way is Magic Mike. The easy way is Magic Mike 2.
Yeah, exactly. I see. It could have just been a stripper, you know, fantasy movie or, you know, but that was there's like 10 minutes of stripper scenes probably in that whole first Magic Mike.
Yeah.
And most of it's about him and his relationship and trying and struggling with work and, you know,
trying to make ends meet.
Yep.
Yeah,
that first one was so good, man.
That first one, like, we bag on the
second
one.
Except for the girlfriend that was the studio executive's daughter or whatever.
Oh, is that
Remember?
Right?
Wasn't it Magic Mike where the girlfriend was the daughter of
like the Magic
the
Mike
head of Warner Brothers?
Like his,
or whatever?
like his actual daughter, like in real life.
Right, there was not Warner Brothers in the movie, and it was not the studio.
Okay, right. Well, I was thinking, like, you know, he was dating a studio exec's daughter.
No.
Okay.
I think because she just was not a very good actress, and luckily she's not in it enough, and it didn't matter. But I'm almost positive, thinking back to that first one, that it was, we talked about it, that it was, we were like, who is this actress? She's just not very good. And then we're like, oh, it's the WB chairman's
that
daughter.
That was like, who was the love interest in Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was... his Spielberg's wife.
Yeah, right. And she was awful.
Yeah.
Like, she's the worst part of that movie. I like
her name.
I can't think of her name either. I was like, Linda Hamilton?
No.
It was like Kate something?
Was it? Wasn't she with James Cameron?
Linda Hamilton was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She gets
George Lucas.
George Lucas.
I'm pretty sure. You know,
that's
it was the 70s.
It was a weird time.
Whatever. Kate Capshaw.
Kate Capshaw, yeah.
She's from St. Louis.
Sorry, Kate Capshaw.
Are they still married?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think they are.
They are?
I think so.
Oh. One of those weird Hollywood marriages that actually worked.
You know, after
he left, I think he was dating Nancy Allen.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But you know what? After Spielberg's wife saw that he had gone on the hunting expedition and taken out that Triceratops, he was over.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's all
you.
Don't
put up with that.
No. I almost said Affleck. Now Ryan Reynolds is stuck in this quarantine area with this little alien.
I'm sure that will end well.
Yeah. I think the Japanese guy is just kind of like, look, use that. I don't know what it like. I guess it's part of the trash unit.
It's like a flamethrower.
Yeah, but I feel like he pulled it off the wall. Like, I don't know if it was a flame. It was a flame. He turned it into
a flamethrower for all intents and purposes. Yeah.
It makes sense that a spaceship would have a flamethrower.
This was
on
the
it.
Part where I was like, that's not a good idea. I
mean, that seems logical.
Yeah, and blasting that around and that. Like, you know, they've obviously have oxygen, like,
pumping through
so I'm like,
correct. That's
like,
not the way
how
that
is
works.
This even gonna operate?
So he starts trying to burn it, and you know they're just like, fuck it, just kill it. Like, let's just get out of here.
He
should have
gotten out of there,
but they couldn't. She wouldn't let him. That was the thing. Is like they locked him in.
It was
there.
Wrapped on his foot at that time, though.
Oh, that's
remember.
True. Yeah.
Like, I understand that maybe it would be like, oh, he's exposed or contaminated or anything, but in reality, he wasn't. Like, they should have kept it in the locked room behind glass. And where it couldn't feed, obviously they didn't know at this point. But I mean, if they would have just kept it there at that size,
right,
and cut off the oxygen, movie over. But
well,
he's
they,
like,
they
no,
try, they tried
to.
They tried doing that at the last, like they.
Well,
so okay,
that was different. I'm saying like at this point, he had a vendetta. He was like Samuel Jackson and Kong. You know what I mean? Like, he wanted to kill
the alien. Oh no! Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Like, he would not leave it alone. They could have quarantined it off. It was still small. Cut the oxygen to it because we already learned it needs oxygen to survive.
Right.
Boom. Movie over. We all saved the day. But no,
ta-da.
He's like, I've got to go after it with a flamethrower. And it was so stupid blasting it left.
It was.
Right.
It was a little.
I thought they weren't going to let him out of that room.
That's what.
Unless the thing was dead. Like, they didn't want to open the door for fear it would make a break.
Right. But it was like way across the room.
Yeah. But that thing was cruising.
But you could guess that. But like, I don't think there was ever any dialogue to support that. He like just wanted to go out. He's like, can I kill it?
I think he wanted, he definitely wanted
he was the leader. Was like, we got to kill it.
But I took that scene as they weren't going to open that.
She wasn't going to let him out until that either that thing was
maybe
dead or stuck somewhere. So anyway, pretty good scene where he's bouncing around the room. He's opening
like scary closet scene, like,
yeah,
you think
like
it's
closets
out,
and it doesn't. Yeah. Like, they do the old traditional fake jump scare, and then at the last possible second, yes, that's exactly
a cat on the spaceship.
Whoa, would a cat survive on a spaceship? No,
why? I mean, it would float around a lot.
I guess that's true.
There goes Fluffy. He's just floating in the background. They have a cat, and they never mention it. They never point it out. But we just see behind all the actors, there's a cat floating
away
throughout the whole movie.
Oh, that's pretty good.
If I ever make a space movie, you guys, mark my words, I'm going to have a cat and never reference it, but
just
going to
be
floating around the ship.
Like, hey, that's Real Spoilers episode 260.
Why you'll never be making
that. Yeah.
That's like the chicken or the egg. You know, I mean.
So the little creature, and I thought, like, you know, this the little creature latches onto his neck, and then Ryan Reynolds can't do anything about it, and it goes into his face, and I was
this
like, okay, so Ryan Reynolds now, because I was in my,
yeah,
like, now he's the bad guy,
too, yeah,
and now he's Eddie Brock,
yeah.
But so immediately he starts like puking up blood.
This
is super gross, but it also
gross.
It's minimal. Like, it's not like he's just hurling blood,
right? Which
it's
I think makes
like,
it gross.
That's,
he is like, not
he's
barfing,
burping,
because it's, yeah, I mean, it's just very subtle, but each time he, like, let's say he exhales or whatever, it's just like blup, and then it floats
little droplets of blood,
and there's no,
because of the lack of gravity,
yeah,
correct.
And so the blood, not just droplets, but like, think of a splatter on the ground but floating, like it's like spread out,
yeah,
it's like moving and warbling, and you know,
it was very
just,
it was super gross.
Oh, and that's the thing where, like, I'm like, oh, that's what kind of movie it is, but it isn't,
right?
Where I, like,
no,
this
it's
was
not
the.
And then
like,
I thought,
if you're looking for like more gross kills and more, like,
go see Alien.
It's
Alien,
done after
Alien
this.
Covenant is going to be the gross.
So I'm
one.
Like, they blew their wad on that scene because it was,
yeah,
super gross. And
right,
I'm like, oh.
But then you don't get any more gross.
There's
scenes.
Nothing.
This
like
this
that
is
again.
The only,
yeah,
one that you get.
So I'm like,
and I
okay.
thought so. Like, they do a POV from everybody that's outside quarantine, and I thought his head exploded, like, because like you just see like a. Poof,
right, because of how much blood there was.
Well, yeah, and I assumed that, like, the thing just got into his brain and did it, like, scanner style and just blew, yeah, his head up. It's not the case.
No. It was a great kill in an Alien movie.
Yeah, and now it's bigger. So it has
every
got...
Every time it feeds, it grows.
It gets bigger and bigger. So now it's just they realize that it's looking for a way to get out. So they start shutting down the oxygen ports on this ship. And at the last, like, they're so close.
The flamethrower hits the, like, fire alarm or the sprinkler.
Oh, that's right. And all the things
then,
drop down.
It starts exhausting, and there's ports that open. And then they have to go manually. The Japanese guy has to run to the controls, and he manually has to shut them down one by one.
Right.
There's no, like, check all, but, one by one.
And, yeah, so, and the, of course, at the last possible second, it shoots through the last port. And
we should also
just like, oh no.
We should also mention this creature that it is, its whole body is a brain, its eyes. They say that this organism, like 100% of it is everything.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
its body functions, so there's not like two eyes and a mouth. You know,
no, it's just,
it's
like one cohesive
like every
unit.
Cell is a brain and a
yeah. every cell is important.
And, every cell that it's made up of is essentially everything that it needs within that cell.
Correct.
Like, yeah. Almost so like you could split it up and it would replicate, although that never becomes a plot point.
I really thought,
that's where I thought we
that
were
when
going.
They thought they killed one or something, it
there's
was like,
be a
oh,
second one.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll get to it, but when we get to Britty McBritten guy, not Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell did that get in his leg?
I think
because the thing was missing, it was gone, it escaped somewhere, and all of a sudden it's in his suit leg. I'm like, did
so,
I miss
something? Just to speed this up a little bit,
which is the next thing coming.
Yeah, like they start knocking off crew members left and right. So you're
sorry, I should say that the captain goes out to space.
Yeah, the Russian captain goes out to close
the port that they could get in through.
And then she gets so it gets out into space and it hits her coolant on her suit. So her coolant starts to leak into her. And this was the scene where I got it was the most. Claustrophobic for me.
Yeah.
Because
it's not as bloody or anything.
There's no blood at all, but there's nothing you can like,
at first when you started to see water drip up, I thought she was peeing.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was just like, oh, it cut.
But when she's trying not to swallow the coolant, like it's not as gross or bloody as the Ryan Reynolds thing, but it is claustrophobic.
It's
like
because there's
it
nothing
is.
You can do.
No.
Like she's
just
trying
she has to breathe, but she's trying to
yeah,
not.
She's stuck out in space. Yeah.
And they're like, don't swallow it, it's toxic.
It's toxic. Oh. And I was like, oh God.
Can't drink your way out of this.
No.
Bad way to go. I don't know if it was just water.
It'd be all right. But it's not. It
is getting really
it's,
full.
Yeah, keep going. So yeah, she dies outside and they think they've got it stuck outside, but it somehow gets back into the ship.
It's amazing.
I don't remember.
It's just sneaking in through the thruster ports.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They just
so
burn it off.
They're trying to shut down all the thruster ports, but it sneaks in. They think they've killed it.
Because when it lands on a thruster port in the middle of space, somehow this little creature's going to change the temperature of the thruster.
Well, they're saying that they noticed that there's like a yeah, I mean, it could, I guess. I mean,
okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Like, I don't know anything about spaceships.
I know.
Maybe those
every situation just seems so convenient that they'd be able to. I mean,
I'm all right with it being convenient though.
Yeah.
Like when you try to over explain something, that's when you lose 90% of your audience.
Yeah.
So if you're just telling me that like there's thermal pads on a thruster port that pick up like a
it just seemed these situations
Thermal pads
yeah
on my spaceship.
Okay.
At least he didn't use part of the ship as a shield to protect himself.
I think I was willing to look past it because at this point I'd written off the idea that this was going to be a
smart
film.
Movie. Yeah.
It just was what it was.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a dumb movie.
No, but it was entertaining.
I guess we're used to a lot of smarter space movies now.
Yeah.
They always have like Neil deGrasse Tyson and NASA people like advising, you know, and stuff. And so I guess maybe I know this is more of just like
Kevin
horror
Bacon
film.
And Mission Control.
Yeah. I guess maybe I'm used
really
to those
fixated on Apollo 13. Although he wasn't at Mission Control.
Where was
Ed Harris?
He was in the ship.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ed Harris was at Mission Control. Yeah, yeah.
But
and Clint Howard.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. So it gets back inside the ship and now you're down to the Japanese guy, the British gal, Jake Gyllenhaal, and the other British doctor. Not Idris Elba. So
there's a British gal?
Yeah,
there's
Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, is she British?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't.
Not only does she have an accent,
does she have an accent?
Oh yeah.
I guess I.
But
notice.
She also they also conveniently put everybody's flag on their shoulder just in case you didn't know who was who. So
they definitely got their international quota.
Yes.
Which at least
this makes sense.
It's the international space station with people that actually do come from every country.
And there
like,
are international space.
Yes, that is a real
so
thing.
So this is probably the best. This is the best use of like padding the cast with international.
It's not like we have the World Defense Council. And
it's
we
not
have,
like in Zero Dark 30 where we partnered up with China to kill Osama bin Laden.
That's not a thing.
That was a little over the top.
Wait a minute, you guys weren't even here. So they've all kind of got themselves quarantined off And then I'm trying to. So
the British guy has a jumpsuit on.
He starts getting sick,
and he's like,
not like puking, but like he starts nodding off, and they're like, "You all right?"
And he's like scratching his leg, and then he unzips.
They don't do that yet. He passes out, and his heart stops, and they immediately try to defib him, and then
because they knew the alien was in him at this point. No, they did because I remember.
Oh, really?
I remember thinking that like. If you know the alien is in this guy, why are you defibrillating him when you know that electric shock is what really kind of kickstarted
it? It was attached to his leg, and they didn't see it until they take his suit off.
I don't know. I thought they knew, because I remember watching the scene being like, well, this is stupid. Someone at least needs to address the fact that, like, why are we giving this alien electric shock to the nth degree?
I guess I thought that, like, his heart has failed.
Either way, how'd the thing get in his suit? Without any,
I have no idea. So he wouldn't know.
Take him to dinner.
He wouldn't know because he couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
So it just slid in and he wouldn't know.
He would have no idea.
I just thought it was weird because
this thing was great at finding the weak spot.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very smart.
Yeah.
It got into the space suit outside, so I guess.
Right.
I guess it could have just slid up the pant leg.
Right.
It's kind of dirty.
And since he'd paralyzed from the waist down, he'd have no idea.
I just thought it was weird because I'm like, they're trying to look for this thing. I don't know where it is, and all of a sudden it's in his suit. I just was like, what did I miss? How did
nothing.
This thing? It just it was just there. And
you're good.
Yeah.
So they shock him. At this point, they realize that this thing has been sucking him dry. It's taking all of his bioenergy, all of his blood, everything, and now it is starting to look like an alien. Like it kind of has a face, and it kind of like has like bones and things of that. Yeah. More structure than just like an amoeba or a jellyfish.
Or a flubber, if you will.
Or a flubber. A flubber with a face.
Yeah, he starts to form creepy face.
Yeah, I think he looks like the alien from Independence Day. Huh. Like, do you remember when the alien breaks apart and you see that little, big head? It kind of looks like that. Did you see the aliens in Independence Day 2?
I don't think there were aliens in Independence Day 2.
There had to be aliens in Independence Day 2.
But it's like... the movie was so lame.
So they start they start running. So you've got Rebecca Ferguson and you've got the Jake Gyllenhaal. We keep mentioning Jake Gyllenhaal. He's another one where he's like, how long do you need me on set? 5-6 days? I could probably swing that. But he becomes like, it comes down to him. So they've sent out a distress signal and it finally gets to wherever it needs to get to. And they are coming to Earth or coming to the space station. So Jake Gyllenhaal sees them coming. He was just like, God damn, they're coming in fast.
Right.
And Rebecca Ferguson's like,
brakes.
Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson ends up saying, she's like, yeah,
about this that.
Is, yeah, I've got a protocol.
This is protocol. This is safeguard number 3.
Yeah.
And he was like, what is one? Yeah. And she was like, one was the room. What's two? Two was.
What was the safeguard? It was firewall.
Firewall. That's what it was. Yeah. So firewall one was the room. Firewall two was.
Trying to contain it like they were kill it.
Yeah. And she's like, that's firewall 3. And he was like, what does that mean? She's like, we're not going to make it out of this.
She's like, the ship is firewall 3.
Yeah, we're not going
to. Contain it to the lab. If you can't contain it to the lab, contain it to this. If you can't contain it to the ship, the only way to contain it to the ship
push us
is to basically never let the ship come back.
Which, like, space, because of no friction and gravity.
It just would float.
Yeah, when you give something momentum, there's infinite.
Yeah,
like that
Which
momentum
kinda,
never dissipates.
One of
so.
The things that they did perfectly in Gravity is that idea.
Yeah,
that like
once you're moving, you just
keep moving.
Yeah. Right,
like there's no way to stop it, yeah. Unless you're Superman, which somehow he has the ability to turn and also propel himself.
Yeah, we should
back.
Probably not.
Yeah, let's
use
not go
Superman.
Down this
okay, right. But he also turned the world backwards.
He's also Superman.
That's also true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Period.
Period. Exclamation point.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that is a period with the line.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. I just didn't finish it. Period. Line. Vertical line.
Capital I. I guess it's not a capital I because capital I has lines
L.
on top and bottom. Capital
L.
Depends on your
lowercase
font choice.
Lowercase L.
Lowercase L.
Upside down I. Upside down.
There we go.
Upside down,
upside
lowercase
down,
I.
People wonder why.
Yeah. I at least have an excuse.
That's
I'm a little
true,
loopy
yeah.
right now. So, they come up with a plan.
They come up with a plan. Little, they're like, okay, we can get to the ship, to the
escape pods.
One of us will lure the thing to...
Can't call it the thing.
Yeah, that's a better,
right,
better movie.
We're
going to
get sued.
Yeah.
We'll lure the alien. Can't call it alien. Can't call it E.T.
How about life form?
Okay, fair enough.
It's a life form.
Isn't that a movie? Oh, life force.
Life force.
Life force. Yeah.
See? I
think we're safe.
Life force. Wait. No. Form.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Matilda May? Is that who's in that?
I don't know.
That's the vampire. That's a Tobey Hooper vampire movie, right?
Yeah, I just remember because it's PG and you saw boobs.
It's Matilda May. Matilda May is.
So he goes in the escape pod A. He's going to lure it with the oxygen candles.
Which I like. That was a cool. I don't know if that's a thing, but that's kind of cool.
I don't even understand that at all. Like, it just burns. It feeds off oxygen.
It's like, lighters. Yeah, it's like a candle of oxygen. Yes. Like, it's, instead of light, it gives off air. Like, it was really weird.
I don't know why they would have it, or if it's real. But so this thing burns.
I'm pretty sure it's not real. You would think it would just. I don't understand. Like, I get what they're going for, but just the physics of it, I was like, wouldn't it?
It's like a self-perpetuating. Like, how does it?
Like, wouldn't the oxygen just kind of dissipate?
That's what I would think.
Like, how does it keep going? Yeah,
I don't get that at all. But anyway, so he's gonna lure it.
He's luring the thing, like
leaving a path of Skittles or Reese's pieces.
Well, you can add that to the list, Kevin. You figured out
Grandma.
You figured out Josh Brolin. Your next on the list is Reese's pieces.
That's what people say because it rhymes like
Reese's Pieces. That also rhymes.
Yeah, pronouncing it correctly would also allow it to rhyme.
People call it that. I don't know. Just so anyway.
No one's ever. Your alcohol riddled brain.
Have you ever asked for a Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, because it's a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Right, but if you know it, they're made by the same company, right? It's not a knockoff. This was their way of saying, how do we get into that M&M market when we're branded for peanut butter cups?
I know. Reese's Pieces.
Well,
excuse me, Mr. Reese, you realize your name is Reese.
Yeah.
Hey, if they're peanut butter cups, they're Reese's. And if they're PCs, they're Reese's.
He's the chocolate bandit.
I love that Family Guy skit where it's like a skit, but it's like two cars going, you know, head on collision.
Right.
And he was like, oh no, I got peanut butter in my chocolate. And the cop shows up and he's like, oh, and he eats it. And he just looks at both and he shoots them both. He was like, this is Officer Reese's. We've got double casualty here on the. So he's breaking these oxygen candles and it's taking the energy and it's following him in and in and in. Finally, he gets into the escape pod with the life form. And Rebecca Ferguson is in her own. And Jake Gyllenhaal has already said, we've already figured out that like he doesn't want to go back to Earth. He doesn't like Earth.
That's why he's been up there for 400
days.
Yeah,
he thinks
people are mean.
And I do better up here by myself. And I don't want to do it. So he decides he's going to sacrifice himself. This was the part where I got confused. Like, where...
They confuse you on purpose at this part.
But I mean, like, I don't remember them switching. Okay, so
no, because like one bounces off course or whatever. Like the thing is, they're cutting back and forth. Like there's like three shots. So it's
that,
like,
okay, I must have missed the bounce.
Outer space, and so they cut back and forth, and they just start like it's like a shell game, or like a coconut game. You know what I mean? Because it's like A B space A space.
Okay,
like, they just start confusing you because it's just, you know, you're cutting so quickly, and then he's trying to pull manual override from the pod that's supposed to go to Earth. He's trying to pull it up and propel himself into infinite space,
right? And it looks like that he does it.
But they like crash into something or each other or whatever, and one bounces like and veers off course or
right,
whatever.
Right.
But it eventually one does shoot up into space.
And then
or whatever,
one goes to Earth.
So you're like, yay, the day is, I bet it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Other than he's trying to die.
But. Yeah. Well, he doesn't care either. Like, so this point.
The only thing that's stupid, I just have to point this out. And again, maybe you're just supposed to check out during dumb horror space movies or whatever. But like, it was so convenient how like the alien, whenever it was near a person, would kill that person instantly. And then whenever it was one of these lead characters, it took its darn good time. And I know that like it enjoyed the oxygen candle, whatever, but not for 10 minutes. You know what I mean? It was just like, oh, this is so convenient. You have about 10 minutes before that thing kills you, right? So let's like have our final moments and keep our thoughts to ourselves.
I would say at this point, the creature looks more and more alien-like.
Yeah.
Like it has formed a face.
I also thought it got smaller in this scene, which was weird. So like the thing was getting so big,
yeah,
and then when it was doing is wrapped around tiny oxygen candles, like, and all of a sudden, you know what I mean? Like it was a lot smaller around those little oxygen candles.
I think it was just making itself smaller.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. I was like, what is the size of this thing? Because I feel like we're fluctuating from growing.
I think
bigger
it was just making itself smaller. Yeah. Like it would.
If from the beginning I had
then,
scale issues where it just
right, it kept changing.
And it would also seem to like it, you know, it I mean, it is science fiction, so, you know, whatever.
Right. Right.
But it also seemed like it kind of was defying the laws of physics in that it was increasing in matter with no real source of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like we increase in matter because we consume food and then we gain weight, and like it wasn't doing any of it. Didn't.
Well, it probably like was.
It was sucking
off. I mean, cells were dividing. It was like replicating. Once it got this energy source, I take it as it was.
Yeah, like it was using the oxygen. It was using whatever.
To
replicate
itself, like just multiply its cells. But anyway.
Yeah. So at the last second, we realized that Rebecca Ferguson has been knocked off course.
And this is where I was in Power Rangers, so you'll have to explain the ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did. Oh. Well, I was, okay. I even told Tom on the way home, I messaged him, like, all right, I had to bolt to Power Rangers, because I had been sick for the last week, and I didn't want to wait another hour and a half to see Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And so one started at the very end of this movie, so I'm like, I'm just going to bolt, whatever. Okay. I'm like, okay, so this is what's going to happen. They're going to think they saved the day, but then they're both going to die anyway, and the creature's going to get to Earth. Surprise. You know, okay. is that what happened?
Pretty
like,
much. So yeah. Rebecca Ferguson realizes she's the one that's been knocked off course, and she realizes she's going to die.
So she dies.
Right. So
and
Jake
then Gyllenhaal's dead because the monster's...
He's not dead.
I thought it wrapped around him and started killing him. I even... Okay.
Yeah. So Gyllenhaal realizes he is being propelled to Earth, and he crashes.
Did she get knocked off course? I just thought her systems failed.
Well, they had they bounced into each other.
Yeah, they bounced. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
He thought they were playing bumper cars.
Yeah, this was a bad. Boop. So he lands in nondescript Asia, I guess, and there's like a fishing boat that, you know, sees it crash and it pulls up to it, and you can see in a window that Jake Gyllenhaal is now alive, but he's like it's all like the alien has spread out all over the ship. So he's like, you know that scene,
but it let him live even though it kills every other person instantly. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Like I think it was using Gyllenhaal to keep himself alive, to keep the alien alive until it did whatever it had to do. You know that scene in Spider-Man 3? Tom, I don't know if you remember this, since you went to the bathroom.
Well, unless it's during the dance.
That's true. Yeah.
I only missed the
dancing.
So,
like, when they revealed...
Is that back when you only went to the bathroom once during a movie?
I know. It's good old days.
Like, I was like, good old left days. For the
what year did that come out? So, Spider-Man 1 was
like
2002.
2006? 2007?
Yeah. Okay. Man, that's almost 10 years old.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know that scene where they reveal Topher Grace's face?
Yeah.
2007.
All right. And like you know, like it's,
'cause you got to show Topher Grace. So it's like
you got
enveloping
show,
it, but the face is open.
Yeah, it's
like a Power Rangers outfit when they're showing the faces.
It looks like that. Yeah. And Gyllenhaal is screaming, "Don't open the ship! Don't open the ship!" Of course, they don't speak English, so they open the ship. Like,
oh, you want us to open?
As they open the ship, you realize the alien is all over the ship, and more boats are coming, like to the space capsule, and that's how it ends. And it like. I didn't know what this movie was going into it.
I didn't either. Yeah. This is...
I appreciate what it was. I appreciate what it was trying to do. I liked everybody involved. I don't really have like, I did check out as far as like looking for logic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't hate it.
No.
Like on its own kind of cheap B movie terms.
It was fun.
I could enjoy it.
Yeah.
I retroactively liked it a lot more once I was in the next movie.
Yeah. That is true.
I saw Power Rangers the day before, so
I saw it the day after,
like, so this could have affected my
and I was like,
man,
oh.
I was like, okay, that was, you know, because I thought the beginning was really boring. I really didn't care
that first 20
that
minutes
first
where they're all in the, I actually so I think
yeah, I thought
I'm
was,
okay as I've made very apparent on this podcast, I think Ryan Reynolds is awesome. I love Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. So like
they're good.
I liked seeing them on screen together,
yeah,
so I was fine with it.
But
you know,
man,
like
I was able to talk about a slow start, but
I was able to look past it.
Yeah.
You know, like it
once
was,
things ramped. Okay, so this is the thing. So like, I was so well. It's not the thing. Sorry, it's not. It,
yeah,
it's
can't
not
do
thing.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't do that.
So this is the life.
So here's the life from another world.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So it was really slow. I was so bored for the first 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's get started. Then the Ryan Reynolds death happens, and I'm like, oh, it was so gross. And I'm like, that's what we're doing. I'm like, okay, this is going to be cool, right? And then other than that, it's just like running around and no cool deaths really or anything. So I'm like, okay.
I mean,
there just wasn't much to it. I thought, you know, they should have had cool deaths if they were going to do it.
Yeah.
They should have Belcoed it, right? They should have had fun with it. They should have had really cool deaths from this alien. And I just thought it was kind of tame.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
No, I disagree with
that. Are we going to escape? You know, are we going to run away from this thing? And they just kind of run around for an hour. And, you know, yeah. I think they should have went all in and made it a...
I don't think...
At the end of the day, would you ever watch this again?
No.
No,
probably
not.
No way,
not.
Right? It's over.
Unless they retroactively say, this is the Venom prequel.
Someone will probably edit it into a, you know, fan edit that starts right before.
Right, right.
It was just...
I don't think Sony has the balls to double down on a B movie, gross sci-fi flick.
Was this Screen Gems?
No, I think it was Sony. Straight up, but I think it was Sony TriStar.
Yeah, because I remember the TriStar movie. Yeah. That's interesting that they didn't go with Screen Gems, because if they did, that probably would have been...
I think if they
been...
go with Screen Gems, it's a different movie.
And they probably would have had to get different actors.
Yeah. That's true. You can't afford Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal. Especially, I mean, I don't know you could afford Ryan make, Reynolds I don't know, 5 years ago.
I don't know they would make that movie.
So that's probably why. Not. So see, yeah, I think
they would pass on it.
Yeah. So I have a feeling they marketed this as a space thriller, right?
They did.
And
a space thriller where you don't know who to trust.
Right. Yeah. And really, it's more of a horror movie that just doesn't have much good horror to it. So, like, I think it was too confused, and they should have doubled down one way or the other. And it just, I just felt like the movie was kind of bland. Like, it really wasn't that thrilling, except for the beginning, I thought. Like, after it picked up, I thought, okay, we're in for it. You know, like, this is going to be thrilling. But, you know, it wasn't really a horror movie, but it wasn't really thrilling. So what is it? It's just kind of a mediocre waste of an hour and a half.
I would not call it mediocre. I enjoyed it. I had fun with, like, it was...
It's well done. It's not mediocrily produced or anything. I just like, mean story.
I would never go see it again, but for the time I was in the theater, I was reasonably entertained.
Yeah,
like,
it had me for the glowing endorsement.
Yeah. But
if you like aliens and space stuff, it was an okay way to waste an hour and a half. But it's not memorable.
No, I would agree with that. But like I said, I always appreciate, you know, I remember seeing was it Sam Neill and Lawrence Fishburne? Event Horizon.
And oh, Sam Neill and Larry Fishburne.
Isn't that what I just said? Or did I say Lawrence Fishburne?
You're Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah. And I remember, like, that was one of the... Like, I had seen Aliens, and I feel like Aliens 1 and 2 are some, like, expert class in sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
3 and 4, whatever. But Event
David
Horizon...
Fincher did three. It's interesting because I think that was when Fincher was so young in his career.
That's his first movie.
Yeah, and I think that there was just too much studio involvement.
You can see it, though.
Because, like, if he did his David Fincher thing, I think that would have been great.
It looks like a Fincher movie, though.
Yeah,
it's
but
weird,
it would have been catapulted to greatness, whereas three is kind of like...
Who directed four?
Oh, geez, the Resurrection one?
Mick G. No, I don't know. But like
Resurrection, right?
Yeah. But Event Horizon was, like, my first introduction to, like, sci-fi slash horror. Like space horror, and that movie is horrifying. Like, if you ever get a chance, it's on Blu-ray. I think it might be on Netflix. It's there's your journey into the salt mines for this one is Event Horizon.
See, like that
and this was
that
a little
better.
You see, it does.
That's
the
thing. Like, or even something like The Thing. You know, where you're just always on the edge
thing,
of your seat.
The Thing is a different a different level of filmmaking and a different.
But like, if the Alien went that route, like they chose to have the Alien just kind of do its little kill and multiply thing or whatever, kill and grow. But it's like the Thing keeps you guessing and what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, so there's this component that keeps you. It is thrilling.
Right.
You're like, what is going on here? And this movie didn't have that for me. You know, I felt like it was just kind of a time killer. It wasn't bad, but you weren't really rooting for anyone. You're just kind of like, all right.
And they give you the non-happy ending, you know, which is fine. Like, I appreciate that every once in a while.
I can't believe they didn't kill him. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, they're going to kill him. But, like, you get that last scene where he's like, don't open the tank. Don't open the tank. That's where this movie ends. And that's where it ends is, like, the ships show up and they cut to black.
Yep,
there it is.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Well, I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBracket.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/TomO'Keefe. Don't forget, if you'd like to continue the conversation online, you can do so at Facebook.com/RealSpoilers or on Twitter at RealSpoilers. And we have a website. Not that you can really talk to us there, but you could go look at it. RealSpoilers.com or DirtyPirateHookers.com. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. Go there, rate, review, subscribe. It helps us tremendously. And as I say every week, because every week it's true.
And we got two new reviews.
We greatly appreciate it. And we got two new reviews. So that's great as well. So we appreciate that. So thank you very much. Don't forget, while you're at our Facebook page, join the League of Show Sharers. So... I believe that's all the things I need to push.
I think you're right. Kevin left, so I don't look at me. I have no idea.
We're not missing much. That's it for this episode. Coming up on the next episode, you are in for a treat.
Oh, buddy.
We are tackling the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
So thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we are.
And until next time, Blair is assimilated and scavenging equipment.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.